He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Well, hello, everyone. It's Don Bain, the Gadget Professor, coming to you live and, of course, in color from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. We have a cool episode for you. I have a real neat gadget I think you're going to enjoy today. It's something that's very practical, and I've been using it like crazy since I installed about three of them in my house. I'm probably going to put in two or three more because they're really very, very useful, and we'll talk about that in a second. Right now, I want everybody to subscribe to the Gadget Professor Show, and that's easy to do. All you have to do is just go to our webpage, and that would be www.thegadgetprofessor.com. And when you get onto our webpage, just scroll down about halfway on the left, on the right-hand side, and right here you'll see the newsletter. If you just click the newsletter and put your email address in there, we will send you the show notes every Thursday evening as soon as a new Gadget Professor episode is posted. So I hope everybody will do that. I think you'll find it very interesting to get the show notes, because essentially what that is a synopsis of everything that we talk about throughout the show, so you don't have to take any show notes. So that's kind of neat. Also, we do have a Facebook page, and it would be nice if you checked out our Facebook page. And that's just Facebook/TheGadgetProfessor. And what I've done here is I've actually started to post all of our interviews, and there was about 20-25 of them at NAB a couple weeks ago, and you'll find some very interesting stuff. So you can scroll through that and find out what interviews you're interested in, and you can watch them. So that will be lots of fun. So let's take a look now at the gadget of the day. It's actually this Levitron outlet. So what's the big deal about an electrical outlet? Well, these are quite unique because these outlets, if you look closely here, you will notice that right here and next to it are two USB ports. And essentially what you can do, obviously, is charge two different USB devices, and they can be a laptop, a cell phone, or any combination thereof, while you have your regular electrical outlet and are still able to plug two electrical devices into these units. So I put, as I said, three of them right now I have installed. I have two of them that I put in on the kitchen counter, and I have one in my bedroom. And I'll tell you, it's really handy to have two USB ports, and they're 2 amps each side, so I can charge two tablets at the same time if I so desire, or any combination thereof. And the more you put throughout the house, the less you have to have those giant power packs, and I hate those things. So these are really handy. Now I'm sure you're wondering, how do we install it? I'm not an electrician. Well, that's a good question. First of all, let me point out that these are Leviton, L-E-V-I-T-O-N, USB chargers, devices. And again, they're outlets, as you can see there. And then right here, you have two USB ports there that you can just stick your cable in. Now, keep in mind that these ports can be used simultaneously. You can actually charge two things at the same time and still have two electrical devices in. So it's not like you have to pull out your electrical device and then plug in the cord for the USB. You can have all four things going at the same time. So that would be, of course, two USB chargers and two electrical chargers. Now, in terms of putting them on, connecting it up, it comes with a very detailed instruction sheet, as you could see here, and it shows you exactly how to put them on. It's not that hard. I will say this, if you're not an electrician and if you're not comfortable doing this, do not attempt to install this yourself. Hire someone that knows what they're doing. However, that said, if you've done something like this before, you can try it. Again, if you follow the instructions, it's fairly simple. On this particular device, you can just see two screws there. I think you can see them. There you go. And literally a black wire goes on top, the white wire goes on the bottom, and you have a ground wire that goes right there. If your wiring configuration is different, if you're not sure what you're doing, if you're nervous or apprehensive about it, do not try this yourself. I happen to work with electronics all my life. I've done this a bazillion times, so for me, I can do it almost blindfolded. But if you're going to try it, even if you're good at it, make sure you turn the power off, make sure you check your wires, and make certain that you know what you're doing. Again, if you're not, I just don't want anybody to get a shock or to, you know, blow something up. So it's not that difficult a project to handle. And also, if you go on YouTube, you can find a lot of videos that literally spell out step by step how to do this. So I think it's a cool device. And there's a lot of information that's available on this. If you go to the pictorial, which you just Google pictorials, you'll see that these diagrams are readily available. And again, there's your one wire, your black wire, there's your white wire, and you see this copper wire right here that goes to that green screw. So it's not that difficult a task to install. Now, if you're looking where to buy these, I actually picked two of these up for $14 on a Daily Steals. And believe me, that was a steal, $14. That's $7 a piece for these, and that included shipping. I don't see that deal around now, but before you buy these, you want to Google it and see if someone has them on sale. You can purchase this at on Amazon, and it doesn't have to be this brand. Here's one that's called Top Greener, different number, a SKU number, but it's the same thing. And this will give you two free wall plates in white, plus the receptacle. So check around. You will find all kinds of deals on this, and I think you'll find it very helpful if you install them. I know I really, really like the ones I have. I also want you to know that you can email me, of course, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. That would be thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, and I do try to answer all my email real quick. So if you have a question, or you want something reviewed, or you want your product shown on the Gadget Professor Show, just email me at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. And now let's take a look at some interesting news of the day. This is kind of sad but true, as they say. This is nice. This is comforting, right? Hundreds of millions of email accounts hacked and traded online, says one expert. Hundreds of millions of hacked usernames and passwords for email accounts and other websites are being traded. That's right, they're being traded in Russia's criminal underworld, a security expert told Reuters. The discovery of 272.3 million, I'll read that again, 272.3 million stolen emails accounts included in the majority of users that use mail.ru. I don't think many Americans are using that, but it's Russia's most popular email service. And this article goes on and on. I will have it in the show notes, and you can read about it for yourself. It's nasty stuff. That's a lot of people, 272.3 million. Yikes. Anyway, hacking is out there, and I hate to report on it, but it's a fact of life. Now I'd like to talk a little bit about a paint software. It's called Paint.net, and this software is pretty cool. It gets a very high rating from almost every reviewer that's been out there. I have used this a couple times, actually this week, and I was very impressed with it. It's simple, it's intuitive, it's innovative, it has a really cool, simple-to-use interface, I will say that. The performance is great. When you give it a command, it actually does it and executes it really quickly, and you can see the results. It's not like you're waiting around. And it does layers and all kinds of fancy things. The other thing that I really like about it, if you go to that website, which is getpaint.net, you'll actually see that they have a very active online community. What an online community is, it's a group of people that are pretty much dedicated to helping anybody and everybody answer questions about the particular software. So anytime you're using software and it has an active online community, that's a real plus for you, because if you need help, it's going to be right there. So check out this software. It's called Paint.net, and I think that you'll enjoy it. Now, I frequently get asked, what's one of my favorite programs, or what do I use the most? And there's a lot of things that I use, because I'm the gadget professor, I guess. I don't know. One of my favorite programs, I'll be honest with you, is called Flipboard. And Flipboard is available on pretty much every platform known out there, on your Droid, on your iOS. You can use it on the Mac, on your Windows machine, and it comes in every flavor known to mankind. And what this essentially will do is it allows you to create your own newspaper. And I just love that. And you can actually go in addition to that and click up there and get categories. And as you'll see, the categories are quite impressive. There's probably about 50, 60 different categories. I myself, I like photography, as you all know, and I like this type, this technique of photography called HDR, high definition resolution. So not only can you go into photography, but once you get into that main headline of photography, you can drill down and get actual news and photos and the whole bit on HDR. So it not only gives you the top topic, if you will, it lets you drill down if you're interested in cars, a particular type of car, or automated cars, or whatever your interests are. This does a great job. And also, I want to point out that if you have children, probably 5 years and up, there's a lot of things that are available for them, both in pictorial form, graphics, videos, so on and so forth. And this all gets organized within this Flipboard software. So if you're not familiar with Flipboard, I would definitely check that out, because you'll find that you like it. I check in on Flipboard probably 4 or 5 times a day, and I don't want to live without it. I like it that much. Well, let's take a look at another freebie. This particular one is called, it's from Freeware Files, and I frequently get asked, what can I use to make ringtones? I don't want to pay money. I don't want to buy a ringtone maker. Well, this is called Free Ringtone Maker Portable, and it's totally free, and this is an excellent way to quickly create your custom ringtones for your mobile device, no matter what platform you're on. So essentially what you're going to do with this, and the instructions are right here, and again, this is free, you're going to go into this, you're going to pick a song, you can do that easy enough, you're going to click a button, choose my song from my computer, so whatever it is you're choosing. You select that particular song, and then you're going to have the ability to cut down the size of that song, because everybody knows that your cell phone doesn't ring for, you know, 3.5 minutes to play your song. It only rings, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 rings, so you have to trim that song down to about 15 to 20 seconds, and you can do that for free on this software. And then basically you're going to save it, and you can listen to it to make sure you've got the right portion of the song. And then basically you're going to save it, and you have the ability, which is real nice on this software, you can fade that ringtone in and fade it out. I don't fade in my ringtones. I like them blasting as soon as they come on so I can hear it. But you do have the ability to fade it in or fade it out, and then basically you save it and just send it to your phone, and that's pretty much it. So I would definitely check that out. And now for our last piece of software, this is pretty interesting, and this is called Vidaldi, and it is a browser, and I'm not going to run the video because I'll let you do that on your own. But what this will do is it will allow you to customize your own browser to your needs, whatever it is that you want. Now, if you look at this browser, it has a lot of interesting features. First of all, I'll just tell you in general, you can customize it all over the place, which I really like. Second of all, I have used this, and I find it is significantly faster than some of the other browsers that I have been using. So I like the fact that it's a speedy, fast browser. But with this browser, you can speed dial quick links to your favorite sites, available on every new tab. You have quick commands, which will allow you to control everything with the simple text command, and it shows you how to do that. You can return to your first page that you visited just by clicking a button, and it will take you back unlimited times. It has speed dial folders. Organize your speed dials into folders for convenience and access. And it also has fast forward on it, where you can actually jump ahead. So if you're browsing and you have a bunch of pages, you just click one button and it keeps flipping through the pages. This is a really nice feature. Smart browsing, you can take notes while you browse and link them to a specific site. You have side panel control, fast access to bookmarks, downloads, and notes. a custom search engine, which is awesome. That's what I like about this. You can use almost any kind of what we call Boolean algebra, or any kind of star dot star, or a variety of different searching techniques with this. It just knows what you want. It's really nice like that. It has web panels. It has a search box. It has sessions, visual tabs, tab cycling, tab stacks, trash can, tab stacking and titling, bookmarks, nicknames, shortcuts, mouse gestures, keyboard shortcuts, and I can just go on and on. Adaptive interface colors, zoomable pages. So check this out. It's called Vivaldi, and it's totally free. I use version 1.1, and I think you're going to find that a really fun browser to use. And when you see how much customization can be done with this browser, I think you're going to be using it a lot more than your other browser. We'll see. Let me know if you try that out. I'd like to know what you think of it. As I said, I really like it, but you check it out and let me know. And folks, that's going to wrap it up today for the Gadget Professor. I will see everybody next Thursday evening. So long from the Gadget Professor. Thank you so much for tuning in.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain,
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor, or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.